For the Purpose, Critique, Review, Education, and Positivity, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
And I'm Jersey Mike, the junior host.
And last week, do you remember that I played that song here by a young lady named Bella Elise, a song called Blew It?
Oh, you mean the beautiful young lady that's getting all the rock up and all the thunder noise?
Let me play that song real quick for a moment. Refresh your memory.
You say you're gonna need a pill. Checking out cause you wanna chill. You know I always treat you right. Pushing limits from the day to the moonlight. Moonlight, moonlight. Be my king, I could be a queen. Reigning across the world, getting no sleep. No sleep, no sleep.
All right, you remember now?
Oh, how could you miss that? That's going to be on the top 40 US. Oh, no, there's no more top 40. Sorry, we're a little older.
It's going to be the top Spotify.
Older. Yeah, Spotify, sorry.
But I said I was going to try to get her on our podcast.
Oh, let me see. You actually pulled it off.
Guess what?
And you got her.
She's on the phone with us right now. Bella. Bella Elise, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. How's it going, Wayne?
Oh my gosh, I am so happy for you to join us on our Nerdling podcast.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Wow, this is actually like going to, what do you say, meeting a famous young lady up and coming. It's like, I don't know what to be scared or overwhelmed. You know what I mean? Like, wow, this is an amazing young lady. Very talented, very beautiful. And if you look up her videos, it's like, where is she? We need her out there.
Yeah, Victoria, I think your booking agent sent me the confirmation email, and she put a little JPEG on there showing us that your song is on 72 playlists on Spotify. Is that true?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like the reaction and, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed with joy.
So how many plays are you up to on Spotify by now?
You know what? I'm on my phone right now. I can look. I want to say like 200 something thousand.
That's pretty good. Pushing into quarter million territory.
Oh my God. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully you're there right now. It just keeps racking up, racking up, racking up. And more people listen, jump, go, jump. And you're just there already, I think.
So tell us about the song Blew It. Is this a song composition that you wrote yourself?
Yes. I wrote the entire song by myself. And I wrote Blew It as an anthem for people. For people out there to remember that you don't need somebody to make you feel like you're good enough, you know?
That is
to do something.
It's so positive. I mean, I'm always at a loss for words because I don't want to babble on about it, but it is such an enjoyable song. I'm going to be honest with you. I gave it, when I go to the gym, it's like, okay, let's road test this. Let's see if I can ride the bike and get on the treadmill to this. And it works.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Put it on loop.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Bella. How did you get so wise, so much, you know, life experience so young to write a song like this? Because this has to be something like really amazing out of your life. You know what I mean? That's pretty good at young age, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like oftentimes people look at a younger generation or younger group of kids and they think that you have to experience everything in order to write something, you know? Or people will underestimate the emotional life of a teenager.
This is true.
And I mean, there's so much to write about as far as what you see on TV or movies you watch or things you hear about or relationships or even watching your parents. But I mean, sometimes you can go through them too as far as relationships.
Yeah, I mean, your generation kind of gets a bad rap for what goes on.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, did 20 minutes? Did it take 20 days? How long did it take to write Blew It?
You know what? When a song... Sometimes songs come really easy to me, and other times it's just like I'm fighting with it, and it's like I want it to come out so well, but it just won't. And sometimes you have to step back and just like come back to it later because you don't want to force anything. Mm-hmm. But with Blew It in particular, this song was really easy. It took me, I wrote it at nighttime. I like writing at nighttime. I feel like later in the night, like midnight, things will come to me.
Wait a second. Don't you have a curfew? What time you have to go to bed?
No. Well, my mom will like knock on my door and say, it's 10 o'clock, go to bed. And I'm like, okay, but I'm really not going to bed until 12.
Are you under the covers there with a flashlight writing away in the notebook?
Yeah, pretty much. The notebook or the phone?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're older now, senior nerdling. They have phones now. We can just keep everything right there. You know what I mean? It's not like we have to write with the flashlight like you see in the older movies and stuff. Or the Brady Bunch episodes where Greg's trying to study under the covers.
Well, one of the reasons that drew me to your song is, I mean, I'm very particular on what I'm listening to, because you got these TV shows like The Voice, you got the other TV shows like America Idol again, and a lot of singers will just all of a sudden think, hey, I'm a singer, and they just kind of start caterwauling, and you don't do that. I mean, is music in your family? Did you take voice lessons? How? Give us a background about yourself.
Yeah, so my grandma, she sung opera a little bit, and my dad played guitar. But as far as like singing really in the family, the majority of my family is more like a car shower singer.
Uh-huh.
But definitely, like, I grew up with like music in my life and going to church and being surrounded by so many people. Like, I had godparents that were into music and different things like that. But so it wasn't like something where it was just like, oh, one day I'm like, oh, I want to sing, you know? I've been singing since I was like 4.
Oh, why? Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just something that I was always really passionate about or always drawn to.
That's a good background. So it's basically you have music in your blood and in your DNA.
Yeah.
Where do you draw from besides life experiences? Do you go like I don't know, from songs? Do you draw from like you know, you got pain? Do you draw from television, movies? I mean, where do you draw?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely from like things you see on social media and on TV. I don't know. Are you familiar with the show on ABC called The Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay. So something that really stuck out to me was, I watched this latest season, which was Ari's season, and he basically proposes to this girl, and he, you know, he tells her he wants to spend the rest of his life for her. He's going to choose her from that day forward. And then he ends up, you know, coming back on his word and saying, you know, I really want to be with the runner up. I'm really having more feelings towards her. And so that really resonated with the lyric in my song, Blew It. Slip the ring and you promised me forever, forever, never. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of seeing a scenario like that and going, wow, you know, he put a ring on her finger and he said he's going to promise her the world and they're going to be together forever, but that didn't turn out to be. So there's so many things that you can pull from and create lyrics to. You know what I mean?
You almost got like a Disney Cinderella thing going on there. Except Cinderella is the one who has the empowerment now.
Yes.
So do you like doing the singles as opposed to maybe looking down the road as opposed to a whole album theme? You know, with,
you know what?
Things?
As far as right now, yes, and I'll explain why. I think I love albums as far as like you have this title and each song within the album is like a story about you, or they all kind of correlate together in some way or form, which I love. It's like an entire story to read. And like, for example, Lemonade, Beyonce's album, like, is incredible. But as far as like starting out as an independent artist, not being signed to anybody, doing it on my own, hence Blew It, it's important to focus on one song at a time, especially because like music is very expensive as far as producing it and pushing it out there and making videos and different things like that. So as far as that, I'm sticking with singles and really focusing on one single at a time.
Well, we did a review. We went ahead and listened to your 3 songs from 2017, Call Me Crazy, Hollow, and On the Edge. And it seems like with coming up to Blew It, I mean, you're maturing nicely in your music. Really, really well.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Who is your favorite artist, or who do you draw from, as you know, is it women, is it bands, you know what I'm saying, is it like Mariah Carey, Beyonce? Where do you get your inspiration? You see the struggle they went through, where do you pull from to get you through what you need to get through to move forward?
You know what, I'm drawn to a bunch of different artists for different reasons. I love Bruno Mars because I think he's so versatile. He plays so many instruments and he dances and he's a great performer. I love Beyonce. But I get these moments where I'm like stuck on one artist. And right now it's Dua Lipa. I want to say she's 22. And I listened to her entire album, and I was obsessed. I love the lyrics. I love the melody choices. It was just incredible. And so I think, like, I'll stick to one artist and really, you know, listen to their music and see what they're doing. And I ended up going to one of her concerts, which was incredible. But, yeah.
Did you get to go backstage and meet her?
Did I meet her? No, but I would love to. I love her. She's awesome.
Is she somebody you'd love to sing a duet with down the line?
Oh, my God, yeah. Or open up for her something. That would be a dream.
Wow.
So when you're getting ready to record or you're getting ready to do one of your live gigs, what kind of vocal warm-up do you do? Because listening to your other songs and all the way up to Blew It, it's kind of enjoyable because I've managed bands in my past, and so I know the process, but can almost start to see your vocal progression as an artist get better and better.
Yeah, you know. I have a vocal coach, and she gives me a list of different type of warm-ups, but sometimes I'll even go on YouTube and I'll look up different warm-ups for different things, like how to stretch your vocal cords, how to work on runs, different things like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think with the earlier stuff I released, I was very clear about what I was writing about, mm-hmm. as far as being very straightforward with my lyrics and the way I was singing it. And I feel like with Blew It, I wanted to play around with the lyrics. You know, I'm saying pushing limits from the day to the moonlight, like without saying, you know what I mean? Without saying it literally.
You're not doing it all with a rhyming dictionary type thing.
Exactly. And I wanted to play with it vocally, you know, and just have fun with it.
That's what's important.
I have a question for you, Bella.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
You're very young, right?
I am.
I don't know how old you are. I know how old you are, but I don't want to say anything because I don't know if people get, you know.
Some artists are very touchy about their age, so that's why we're not getting.
You know what? I'm pretty open about my age. I usually, like, if I perform, I don't say, hey, by the way, I'm 16. But, like, I'm, like, totally fine with telling people my age.
Okay.
Sometimes. Go on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Because number one, you don't look 16 in your video. You look more like 21. So your mom and your father, whoever manages who's around you, has got to have a tough time keeping the guys and boys away, number one. Number two, you're getting into an industry. So with a church background, that's great. So keep the people closer to you, right? That's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's such an important thing. I'm sorry. What was the question?
Question is, where do you are going to go with this rock and roll thing? In other words, okay, I'm sorry. Where do you want to go? What zone? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be known as? What do you want to be your legacy? Okay, let me put it that way.
Okay, you know what? I love music, and I know people would say you got to have a plan B, but I don't got a plan B. This is like all I want to do. I want to travel. I want to collaborate with people. I want to tour. I want to sing. But with all of that, I want to make sure that I don't want to change who I am. You know what I mean?
You want to keep your like church roots. You know what I'm saying? You want to be
forward
and just do you.
Yeah, I don't want my character to be tainted, and I want to remain Bella, you know, the core root of who Bella is. And I think at the end of the day, you have to realize, why are you doing what you're doing? Is it for fame? Is it for attention? Like, what is it for? And if it's like in the back of your head that, you know, this is for music and this is because you're passionate about this, I got to keep that mindset. You know what I mean?
Do you ever see branching off into other directions with your music? Like, say, the production of Grease came calling and they wanted to give you the lead role in that, in a stage production. Would you take up something like that of interest or difference?
Of course. I think, like, it's important to do more than just one thing. I mean, my heart is where music is, but I would definitely do, like, acting or theater or different things like that. I mean, nowadays, people are crossing over. I mean, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, they all started on television shows, and within that, they have built-in audiences and built-in fan bases, and now it's like, here's my music, and you have people that have been watching you and love you and want to listen to what you have to say, whether it be what you're talking about or what you're releasing, and so I think all those things are important, and I'm totally open to them.
It sounds good, because a goal, it sounds like you're a well-rounded, goal-orientated person.
Yeah.
Now, you have a pretty good fan base. Do you have people that are obsessed on you like you are on the young lady you mentioned? I'm sorry, I don't know her. Divine.
Yeah,
so how does that make you feel that you're going to be in the same position as her when you're up and coming now? That's got to make you feel, light, like pressure? Do you feel like, how do you feel when people look up to you like they do her?
You know what? It's kind of crazy. crazy because, I mean, it's such a crazy feeling, and it's exciting to know that people look up to you and they love your music and love what you have to say. But it's all, it's hard to like wrap your head around, especially like I'm so young and I'm 16 and I have people that'll DM me, oh my God, I love your song. Or, you know, how do I get into music if I want to do it? Or people at school bully me because I want to do singing, and, you know, they'll ask you for advice or they say they look up to you and different things like that. And I don't know. It's just like, I'm Bella, like I'm 16, you know, I just like to write music and sing. And so when people, you realize you have that effect on people, it's, I don't know, it's crazy to think about.
Well, positivity is contagious. So, you know, realize that that's the importance. You bring something wonderful to the table in life and people are drawing on it.
I know, it's crazy. And if I can, you know, release music out there and have one person that says to me, oh my God, like this is my anthem, or yeah, he blew it, or whatever, like that just makes my day, and that makes what I do that much better and that much more important to me.
You know what my favorite line in that Blew It song is? Let's see if you can figure me out.
I don't know. What is it?
The F-bomb. I love that. That's crazy. So that was
I was just about to say that. And lots of people are like, your mom let you do that?
That's amazing. That's pretty cool.
How many rewrites did you go over on that one lyric line with the F-bomb in it, kind of hemming and hawing over it?
You know, at first I was like, should I put it? Should I not? You know, I'm going to probably get people saying, oh, you're 16. Like, you might have a lot of younger people looking up to you. But hey, I'm going to tell it like it is.
That's good. I mean, it's really no big deal. I think people just kind of discover it. And it's like, wait a minute, I didn't hear that the first time or the second time. Why am I?
Yeah, because it's bleeped out.
Do you get fans from different, like, country music, pop, rock? I mean, where do you draw most of your fan base from?
You know what? A lot of people are pop, but definitely, like, I get a lot of people that are into, like, country and, like, indie music that'll, like, On the Edge or like my earlier music. But they definitely did react well to Blew It, and Blew It has done extremely well compared to my other stuff. And I don't know if it's a matter of the style or it being more mainstream.
Because I mean, what adjective category do you put yourself in?
Pop.
Because I gotta tell you, this is just my opinion, the song is, it's like, it's Irish, it's got a little Celtic, it's got some reggae, it's got some, it's, you are crossed, I think that's why you got so many playlists.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, yeah. I mean, it's got different sounds in it, and I like to think that the beat is kind of, I don't know, I want to say like tropical, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't take it the wrong way, but it's even got a little bit of country in there too, and that's a good thing.
And I think the reason that you are getting such success is you're a young, beautiful, talented young lady. And in today's crazy world, honestly, in times, people know what's going on. You know, the stock market crashes with the shootings in Vegas and all the...
Oh, my God.
I think they want to focus on somebody like you who has a beautiful soul, a beautiful energy. And they want to believe, you know, like, oh, my gosh, something great's going to come out of this. And this young lady, you know, look at this. Like, they can show their grandkids or their daughter, or somebody can show, like... Use her as a role model. Look at this beautiful young lady. She's singing, doing things. It's not easy. She's talented. She's putting her hard work out there. She's working her butt off. Her mom is, and everybody else, and she's pushing for it. So it's like, I think you bring a positive energy, a little bit of hope that we need, you know, like kind of like, I don't know, you're a little too young for this. Mighty Casey struck out at the ballpark. So I think we need a fairy tale, you know, princess. That's what I want to say, that we're all rooting for.
Yeah, you definitely, because you're a good role model in the example of, you can't expect it to happen overnight. You got to work at it. And apparently you do have a work ethic, which is really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So what is next on the plate, or the next project for Bella?
What is next? Well, let's see. As far as like project music wise, I know I have two other songs that have already been recorded. It's just a matter of when I want to release them. But I definitely know that I'm collaborating with somebody, and I'm going to be releasing a summer song.
Oh, yes. Look forward to that one.
Any summer touring dates locally, nationally, anything going on you're going to do for like fairs, proms, you know what I'm saying? Any parties?
I would love to like sing at a prom. That would be like amazing. At the moment, I have one upcoming one in April. However, it is a private event, but I'm really excited for that because it's acoustic.
Oh, nice.
And I love intimate acoustic sessions of music.
Oh, that's sweet. That's beautiful. That's going to be, your voice is going to really penetrate those people and really give them a positive energy. They're really going to be happy. That's going to be an awesome event. I can tell you that. Those people are really going to be like uplifted because you really are incredible.
Well, I got one final question. We ask this of all our guests that we have on the Nerdling podcast. What kind of hobbies or what do you do when you're not singing? What do you like to nerd out on?
Nerd out on. Okay, well, there's a few things. So I'm really into kickboxing.
Really?
Yes, I love kickboxing.
I saw that video of you doing like a roundhouse kick.
Yeah. I'm really into that. I love to go to the gym with my brother because I hate going to the gym by myself, but he motivates me. And then what else? I love binge watching TV shows on Netflix.
Do you like Orange is the New Black?
You know what? I watched a little bit of that with my mom, and I think it made me a little bit uncomfortable to watch it with her.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah.
Your mom let you drop the F-bomb, so she's pretty cool. So that's good enough. Just enjoy watching the Netflix with her, but positive shows. That's all.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're very close to your family, which is very positive and good to do.
Yes, they are definitely really close to me and a big part of the journey and supportive of me, which I think is really special and important.
Well, do you have any upcoming shows or gigs that you want to announce or give the information out or where people can find you?
Man, I would love to announce dates. I don't have any at the moment, but follow me at Bella Elise on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that jazz.
I have them in the email, so I will post them in our description for the podcast for you.
Yes, definitely. And I will release dates for different things on there.
Hey, question. You have any pets or anything like...
Yes, I do. I have two dogs.
Oh, my gosh. What kind?
Tell us about them.
I have... they're both the same. A Pomeranian Chihuahua mix. And you know what's so funny? Your podcast has the name Squirrel in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think my dog Marcy looks like a fat squirrel.
Oh my goodness.
But I love her.
Oh, that's amazing. That's pretty cool. Wow. That's what we call squirrel serendipity when things aren't supposed to line up, but they line up perfectly. That's pretty cool.
Something just happens unexpected. Squirrel serendipity.
I love it. I was even going to ask you, like, how'd you come up with that name? It just made me think of my dog.
Well, it's because I started out, I'm an improv teacher. I started out as an improv teacher, and then the acting school closed, and I wanted to do podcasting and keep in touch teaching some of the students that I was teaching. Mm-hmm. Podcasting was the best thing to go to. People like things that are shiny. And then there was an episode of The Simpsons where Homer is chasing a squirrel. So what would be better than to chase a shiny squirrel?
Yeah, oh, my God. I love stories like that.
And I'm one of his students. So when he came up with this, I wanted to do this because he was podcasting with a bunch of kids and different varieties. So we've been hitting this now about 3 years.
Three years now.
Wow. That's amazing.
No, you're the amazing one. We're just getting older. We're just nerds or middle-aged nerds.
Well, I will tell you, when we started it out, one thing didn't expect, a lot of active military personnel and veterans of the military listen to our podcast. Did not plan on that one, but I think it's just something that, you know, the military personnel who are overseas in Afghanistan or Europe, somehow we bring a little bit of American roots back to them back home.
Wow, that's so great.
So, you know, we're going to, when we're done here, we're going to play your, if with your permission, we'll play all four of your songs that you've have Crazy, Call Me Crazy, Hollow, On the Edge, and Blew It as an outro, if that's all right with you.
Yes, of course.
And then we'll tell people you got to go to Spotify, and that's where you put your request in.
Guys, listen, she's kickbox, so don't get fresh with this young lady. She could take care of herself. That's great.
It's a pretty amazing video. She does.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I saw that video. I'm like, I'm going to have to ask her about that because that's just not, you just don't get up limber one day and go, I'm going to do a roundhouse kick.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, Bella, I'm so glad you joined us here on the Nerdlings podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time. Yeah. And it was nice talking to you, Mike and Wayne.
And
you guys are awesome.
When you get ready to release your next song, please reach out to us because we will have you on for premiere or whatever adjective you want to put there because your song just covers so many categories.
And by the way, do you know what the name Bella means?
In Spanish?
Italian.
Yes, beautiful. Bella.
Exactly. Wow. See, this young lady is not just talented, beautiful. She'll kick your butt if you get fresh, and she knows a lot of things. So can't get none of those ruthless agents trying to get her money. Her mother's smart, so don't bother this young lady. Let her prosper without a little stress.
Anything else you want to say to your fans, Bella?
Thank you for supporting me, and I love you guys.
We're so glad to have you on the podcast and look forward to having you again.
Yes, thank you very much, Bella. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Have a good evening, too.
On the edge of something better, can't hold back from the light. Wanna reach for something greater, being out there seems bright. If I told you I was pretty, would you help me get there? Like a dream I've always heard of, could've sworn it was so real. It's time to make a breakthrough and let them see me. It's like they tell me to be patient, but they don't know what's inside. If I told you I was ready, would you help me get there? Like a dream I've always heard of, could have sworn it was so real. It's time to make a breakthrough. Would you help me get there? Like a dream I've always heard of, could've sworn it was so real. It's time to make a breakthrough and let them see me. No one's gonna hold me back. This is my destiny. Think you got it all. Hey boy, you think you know it all. But once I'm done with you, there's no going back, baby. You can call me crazy, but I know it's mine. You can call me psycho, but I'm on his mind. You can call me crazy, but love is blind. You can call me, you can call me, you can call me crazy, but it's still on mine. Monday, that's when I saw you out of the corner of my eye. Oh baby, I felt you looking through me, reading my mind. Got me thinking what we've been missing all this time. Cause we are walking far enough outside the line. You can call me crazy, but I know it's mine. You can call me psycho, but I'm on his mind. You can Maybe you can call me crazy, but I got my hooks in you. I fell for you on a Tuesday, and by Friday we were through. You mess with my mind, playing tricks and wasting my time, denying that we had something and leaving me behind. You can call me crazy, but I know it's mine. You can call me psycho, but I'm on his mind. You can call me crazy, but love is blind. You can call me, you can call me, you can call me crazy, but it's still on mine. Go ahead and play your games, but there'll never be another one like me. No, there'll never be another one like me. You can call me crazy, but I know it's mine. You can call me psycho, but I'm on his mind. You can call me crazy, but love is blind. You can call me, you can call me, you can call me crazy, but it's still on mine. Yeah, it's still on mine. It's still on mine.
You can call me crazy, but love is blind.
You can call me, you can call me, you can call me crazy, but it's still on mine. I remember you, baby, like it was yesterday. But now you're gone, but now you're in a better place. But I never got the chance to say goodbye, and I see you every time I close my eyes. You know I always treat you right, pushing limits from the day to the moonlight, moonlight, moonlight. You wanna be my king, I could be a queen, reigning across the world, getting no sleep, no sleep, no sleep. I'm doing it, yeah, all on my own. Blew it, boy, you blew it. Lost your chance, no doubt. slipped the ring and you promised me forever, forever, and then nothing will be better. Should've known that nothing lasts forever. Slipped the ring and you promised me forever, forever, never. Wanna be my king, I could be a queen. Reigning across the world, getting no sleep. No sleep, no sleep. I'm doing it, yeah, all on my own. Blew it, boy, you blew it. Lost your chance, no turning back. You blew it, boy, you blew it. I'm doing it, yeah, all on my own. Blew it, boy, you blew it. Lost your chance, no turning back. You blew it, boy, you blew it. Messed around, fucked it up, tripping on my mind all the time. Ain't no stopping till you try. I was your baby, your best tie. I said ain't no stopping till you try. I was your baby, your best tie. You wanna be my king, I could be a queen. Reigning across the world, getting no sleep. No sleep, no sleep. Wanna be my king, I could be a queen. Reigning across the world, getting no sleep. No sleep, no sleep. I'm doing it, yeah, all on my own. Blew it, boy, you blew it. Lost your chance, no turning back. You blew it, boy, you blew it. I'm doing it, yeah, all on my own. Blew it, boy, you blew it. Lost your chance, no turning back. You blew it, boy, you blew it.